Wrangell Island's first hospital, Bishop Rowe Hospital, was built in the 1920s and decommissioned in the late 1960s. After it was replaced by the red-roofed Wrangell Medical Center just down the road, Bishop Rowe became apartments. Now, the 54-year-old Wrangell Medical Center facility has been replaced by a new hospital a mile away, run by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. Wrangell's Borough Assembly is trying to figure out what will become of the old Wrangell Hospital. Late last year, the borough received a letter of interest in the property from a Florida-based addiction recovery treatment company, which is looking to expand to Southeast Alaska. But looking further into that possibility required some legwork, including an appraisal. Earlier this year, Wrangell's Assembly spent $30,000 on an appraisal of the 1960s-era hospital and surrounding land. Altogether, the property was found to be worth $830,000. Borough staff suggested the site be put up for auction on a public surplus site, which has been successfully used to auction off public properties in Wrangell before. But the thought of putting the old hospital and land up for auction gave Assemblymember Jim DeBoard pause.
We always talk about site control and how important that is, and you're giving up your site control for basically $300,000 over what the value of the land is. I've worked there. We looked at remediating that facility versus building new back when it was under the city's jurisdiction, and it was about $20-some million estimate to bring it up to code. I don't see somebody coming in with an extra $20 million laying around and bringing it up to what it should be. I think there's a very good potential somebody buying it for that price and getting in well over their head, and then we got another significant issue, and then it's out of our hands.
DeBoard also brought up another concern. The old hospital site had been discussed as a possible short-term solution for housing police officers and firefighters while the community works to repair or replace its aging public safety building.
To me, it's way too much risk for $800,000+ when the majority of that is the land value.
Assemblymember Dave Powell said he felt those concerns were overblown.
When you sell something, you don't get to say what's going on with it. I mean, someone buys it, it's theirs. And whether we have a problem with it later on down the road is beside the point. I am 100% for getting rid of properties that we have. We have no reason to have them.
However, Powell agreed he felt the hospital could be important in the process of redoing Wrangell's public safety facility.
But I'm not going to wait 3 to 5 years and be sitting on that property that we could be getting taxes on. That's ridiculous.
Borough Manager Jeff Good told assembly members that if the borough had the millions of dollars in funding required to demolish the old hospital and prep the site, it would make an ideal location for a new public safety building. But the money isn't there.
The Wrangell Medical Center, there's a ton of issues with that building. We start talking about remediating the public safety building. I'd much rather do that than start trying to remediate the medical center, because it's got way more issues than what the public safety building does. So I definitely don't want to start remediating the Wrangell Medical Center.
Good said the borough is looking into a number of potential options for remediating or replacing Wrangell's public safety building. He also pointed out the borough is spending just under $100,000 a year to keep the old hospital from going further into disrepair.
We still provide heat to it. We still provide electrical power to it. And then we also still do the maintenance to that building, because if we don't, then it'll fall apart. It'll be a hazard. It'll be a public safety hazard.
Beyond potential uses to the borough during the public safety building replacement project, Assemblymember Patty Gilbert also brought up a potential legal issue with putting the old Wrangell Medical Center up for auction.
Well, when we're going out to bid, even though the value would no longer be $830,000, it's whoever pays for that. So are we in financial and legal jeopardy if we offer a property and it does go up past $1 million?
Borough code states that the sale of borough property over $1 million has to go before the voters of Wrangell, but it's not clear whether an auction of property that could, but might not, net over the $1 million mark would fall under that law. Wrangell's assembly postponed moving towards a public auction of the property until its May 10th meeting, so officials can consult with the borough attorney about whether a $1 million bid could bring legal trouble. Borough staff say the earliest the former hospital could be up for auction would be in mid-May. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.